Hej, det er Julie Rabeck. Velkommen til den her podcast, hvor jeg taler med Svea. Hun er et svensk stjerneskud, som du kender fra blandt andet Alexander Oscar-samarbejdet Complicated. Men da jeg ikke er særlig god til at forstå svensk, og Svea ikke er mester i dansk heller, ja, så foregår det på engelsk. Det er i start april 2020, og derfor handler det også en del om coronakrisen. God fornøjelse.
Julie Rabeck på The Voice, Danmarks hitstation.
I am Julie, and I'm very happy to talk to you. And first of all, of course, I want to speak to you about your new single, but I would like to know where you are right now during this time and how you are.
I'm feeling really good despite the circumstances. And I'm in Stockholm right now at home. Stockholm is not shut down like Denmark, but a lot of people choose to stay inside anyways.
Okay, is it do you live alone in Stockholm or is it with your family?
I live with my family.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is. So I'm not completely by myself, but yeah.
But how many people are you together then right now?
We are, it's me and I have two younger brothers, so we're total of five.
Okay, that's nice.
But
is there nowhere in Sweden that's shut down at all?
Not really. It's like people are, like you're allowed to go on the metro and you can still work and go to school and stuff.
So. Okay.
It's not shut down. It's just that, you know, some people think it's a little weird that Sweden isn't doing anything about it, really. So I think people still choose to, like, stay at home if they can and work from home and stuff just to, you know, be sure that you don't give, like...
Yes, yeah, you know. Spread the virus if you
exactly.
If you have it, because you don't know if you have it. I see. But can you work from home as a musician? Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that. Of course, it's a little hard to have shows and stuff from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can still have like sessions and write music, take meetings online and stuff. You know, we just got to try to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, of course. Is it difficult to write songs these days? Because personally, I feel like I am not very inspired because I'm inside all the time, you know, nothing's really happening.
Mm.
So I could imagine it would be difficult to write songs during this time.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's hard, like you're saying, you're just inside and you're not really doing anything, you don't meet friends for dinner or like stuff is not happening right now. So of course it's a little hard, but I also think, you know, in some way we're all in this together, and I personally, I think it's kind of scary. So, you know, I can just talk about it with friends and family over the phone and it still gives me some type of things, like, it's not very inspiring. It's more like makes me think about life and stuff. So I guess I still have things to write about, of course. But like you're saying, it's hard to find new inspiration.
Yeah, but you said it was a little scary. What is scary about it to you? Is it like the virus itself or the situation? Or can you describe that?
I think more the situation is scary. And I'm not in the risk zone, but I have family and friends that, you know, if they would get the virus, it would be, they're in the risk zone. So I'm more scared for them. And also, like, everything that's going to happen in the long run. Like, I don't know how it's going to be in a year or something. Like, so many things, the economics and stuff are, you know, really like getting
it's an economical crisis coming up.
Exactly. So
yeah, that scares me a lot too, to be honest. The time after this quarantine period for the Danes, at least. Like, how is that going to be? Is it, are we even going to have summer vacation, or is life going to change forever? I can really relate to that.
Think about those, like, families that have to work, because otherwise they can't, like, pay the rent and stuff.
Yeah.
It's also, I don't know, it can really affect people in a lot of ways. And, it's so scary not to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but if Sweden's not shut down, has there then not been any hoarding in the stores? Because in Denmark and a lot of the other countries in the world, there's been hoarding of toilet papers, for example.
Yeah. I've seen so many videos of that, and it's not really like that here. I think it was one period where Swedes thought that it would shut down, so they bought a lot of toilet paper. But then other people just get mad because it's like, you can't just buy so many, like, toilet papers, because then it would, like, people that really need it can't buy it. So I think
it happened to you too right now. In Sweden.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I mean, I have no idea who started the thing with the toilet papers, because it doesn't make any sense at all why it should be toilet papers. We hoard it.
I know. You can just use it like a towel or anything. Like, you don't really need toilet paper.
No, it's so weird. I mean, I could understand if it was like, flour or maybe, I don't know, stuff that, like, you can put in your freezer or something, but not toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. It's so weird.
But if you work at home, do you then have, like, to-do lists of stuff that you have to do now that you spend so much time at home?
Not really, like, a to-do list, but I have some things. Like, I'm still trying to finishing up some songs that I'm getting out soon.
Yeah.
And which is really exciting. So that's basically what I'm doing right now. But otherwise, I'm also trying to take it a little chill time. You know, I've been working so hard for the last 1.5 years. And I think I needed some time to just, you know, breathe a little and think about everything that's been going on. And so I'm also trying to...
to chill.
Like, yeah.
And how do you do that? Because I have a little, like, chill to-do list. I am knitting a lot and playing a lot of Sims.
So cozy.
A what?
That's so cozy.
Yes, it is.
Knitting, yeah.
Yeah. And Sims as well.
Oh, Sims, of course. I'm also playing a lot of Sims. And I'm watching a lot of Netflix. Serious right now.
Yeah.
Because it's just so chill to watch series. I've always loved to do that.
What are you watching?
I just finished Good Girls.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's really, really good. And of course I love You, that came out recently, new season, and Sex Education, and I'm rewatching How I Met Your Mother and Friends. And
such a good idea. I should do that too.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. And, like, rewatching, like, Gossip Girl and all those old shows.
I'm watching Gossip Girl right now, actually.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, what season are you on?
Fifth, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I have never gotten so far in Gossip Girl before, so I'm really excited about it.
That's so good.
Yeah.
The end, like, the last season, you have so much to look forward to.
Oh, my God. Well,
but do you know who Gossip Girl is?
Yes, I've been spoiled on that many years ago, unfortunately. Yeah. But it doesn't make any sense, though, that it should
doesn't.
Be him.
No.
Okay, but have you watched Tiger King then? That's what everyone's talking about in Denmark right now, at least.
What is that?
It's a documentary on Netflix as well, which is really over the top. I mean, it's following a bunch of people in the United States that are having tigers as pets, or, like, keeping tigers. And they're really, really weird. And I mean, there's a murder involved too, and it's just, whoa. I mean, I haven't finished it, but everyone's talking about it.
Shit, I'm gonna see that.
Yeah, you should definitely see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the recommendation.
I sometimes feel like I don't really look forward to when this is all over, because I think deep down I will become stressed and maybe get FOMO from all the things that will be possible when we're not in quarantine. Do you know that feeling, or is it just me?
I know what you mean. Like, like, it's, do you mean that you're gonna have so many things to do, so you're just getting stressed of like picking and
yeah
of course, like, it's always like that. You always have to prioritize things. And I can also get so much FOMO sometimes. Usually when it's like, when I have to work or do stuff that I know I have to do, but like my friends are going to do something, then I can get like, oh shit, I really wish I could be with you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm more scared of the stress part. Like right now, I'm feeling so good on the inside. Like, I'm chilling, I'm sleeping so much, cooking a lot of food, and, you know, just taking care of myself. And I know that when all of this is over, I'm going to go back to work, like, 24/7. And I'm scared that I'm going to lose these routines and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'm feeling too, because I want to keep on taking care of myself after this, but I also feel like if you take a weekend where you're like, I need to just have me time, then you will not have that without the FOMO, and that, I hate that exactly. Thought.
Yeah, it's always like that. Like, should I stay home because I'm tired, or should I go out?
Yeah.
Just because all my friends are going out.
And you always end up going out.
Yeah. Or actually, I don't. I'm more the type that's like, fuck it, I'm going to stay at home. And then I regret it so much, like, 1 hour after.
Really?
Yeah.
But do you then regret it so much that you go out, or do you just regret it and stay home and have a horrible time at home?
It depends on what time it is. If it's too late, then I just keep staying home. They're like, oh, shit, they're having the best night ever right now. And I'm just laying in my bed, and I'm not even tired.
No.
But yeah.
Who do you think would be the worst person to be stuck in quarantine with right now?
Oh, my God. Shit. I don't really know, actually. Maybe, like, there's so many awful people I never want to meet, but I like, a general person would be someone that just gets stressed of being inside.
Yeah,
I like to be with people that are very calm and like kind of enjoys just chilling for a while. Imagine being with someone that's just like, I have to do something, like, all the time. Then I would just be like, shit, I chill, we can't do anything, you know.
Yeah, I know. But then who would be the best person to be stuck in quarantine with?
That would probably be, like, one of my best friends or my family that I'm stuck with now. Mm. Or my boyfriend or something.
Yeah, and speaking of your boyfriend, is he, he's in Denmark right now or what?
Yeah.
Have you seen each other at all during this time?
Actually, I was in Denmark. I came right before it shut down.
Okay.
And I was there for almost 2 weeks. But I came home 1 week ago, I think.
Okay, so you quarantined together a bit.
Yeah, we did.
How was that?
It was actually so cozy, because we just cooked a lot of food and watched a lot of movies.
Okay, so that's nice.
It was, because usually both work a lot, so it's nice to just have some time where we can just chill too.
Yeah. But it's because, you know, a lot of people are calling this time the quarantine time for the new IKEA test. I don't know if you call it that in Sweden. Do you? Do you know
for
when,
the
like,
new what?
IKEA test. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, it's in Denmark. You call it It's when you go to IKEA with your boyfriend that you figure out if you are supposed to be together. Because if you if you can do that, then you can do anything.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, it's so much like that. Also, like, I live in Stockholm and he lives in Copenhagen. It's, you know, we're a long-distance relationship, so it's really that, like, relationship test if you're with your partner.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, the IKEA test, I'm gonna take that with me. That was really, really smart.
You're going to call him afterwards and ask him to go to IKEA with you when all of this is over. Do you, like, do you have a hard time when you're with Anton for so long to split, like, work and the relationship? Because I figure you could help each other with work because you're both in music.
Yeah, like, the best thing I would say is that we really understand each other. Because, you know, I understand everything that he does and he understands everything I do. But we don't really focus on work when we're with each other. Just because, you know, we don't live in the same country. So when we meet each other, we just like to, you know, hang with friends and spend time together.
Yeah.
But we do talk a lot of work and help each other to, like, we love listening to each other's music and all that. So I just think it's really nice to have someone that gets what I'm doing, because it can be a little lonely sometimes, and my family doesn't really understand, and my friends that aren't in the music business themselves.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But do you actually, this is just a random question, do you speak English together or Danish and Swedish together, the two of you?
We speak English
okay.
to each other. But I can understand a little Danish, but it's a little too hard, so it's just easier to speak English right now. But of course I'm going to try to learn Danish and he will learn Swedish soon, hopefully.
Who do you think would move? Would it be you moving to Denmark or him moving to Sweden?
I think I would be the one that moves, because both I'm doing music in English.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for me. I can pick a little more where I want to be.
Yeah.
And also, because actually before I met Anton, Copenhagen has been one of my favorite cities, like, ever. So I would actually like to move there and live there for a while anyways.
I understand. It's the best city ever.
Yeah, it is so cozy.
Mm.
And the vibe is amazing. So.
Yeah.
Disney Plus har mere end du forventer. Bare husk at sætte din profil til 18+. Så kan du streame en masse film og serier kun for de voksne. Stream episk action i den kritikerroste serie Shogun. Og bliv en del af glamouren i Vanderpump Villa. Stream Alien-filmene, hvis du tør. Stream alt dette og meget mere for kun 49 kroner per måned. Disney Plus. Mere end du forventer. Abonnement kræves 18+. Lad os sige, at du har fået årtiets stenslag, så hele forruden revner.
Så kan vi jo møde Torben på værkstedet igen. Ham, der er så sød.
En positiv indstilling hjælper lidt. IF hjælper meget. Velkommen til IF Forsikring.
Vi fejrer fødselsdag i seng. I 25 år har vi hjulpet danskerne med at sove bedre, og det skal fejres. Derfor kan du spare mellem 20-60% på alt i butikken. Men skynd dig, for tilbuddet gælder kun torsdag, fredag, lørdag og søndag, og kun for klubmedlemmer. Seng. Vi er specialister i at finde den rigtige seng til dig.
Hvorfor er det, man insisterer på at bruge ugenummer på arbejdspladser? Det er specielt, når der skal planlægges ferie. Frederik, hvad siger du til uge 27 og 28? Jamen, det kan jeg ikke rigtig svare på, før du begynder at bruge rigtige datoer. Eller som minimum forklare mig, om det er før eller efter Tour de France.
Få hjælp til at forstå dine ferierettigheder. Skift til KRIFA nu og spare op til 5.000 om året. KRIFA, vi tager dit arbejdsliv seriøst.
Well, you have just released a new single called Give and Take with, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this the right way, but Wankelmuth?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. With Wankelmuth. And I want to know about that single. How did you and Wankelmuth meet and what is it about?
So, actually, I wrote the song together with some Danes 1.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And the song is about being in a relationship where you give so much of yourself, but you don't really get the same amount back.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people can relate to that because, you know, sometimes it's just hard to find that balance in a relationship where usually one person loves the other one more or do so much more for that their partner. And I was in one of those relationships. And at the end, I was just like, fuck this. Like, I can't just give so much of myself and put him in front of me all the time and he never does the same.
So did you leave?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. But, and then, so we talked a little about that and that's what the song is about. It's a way of saying, like, if you want to be with me, you have to give and take, not only take.
Mm.
So that was how the song came about. And then it's like the original demo has always been this up-tempo dance song.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to make a collaboration with someone to like give that little extra spark. So we sent it to Wankelmuth and him and his team just loved the song. So he went into the studio and produced it. And then we actually met last fall when I was in Berlin for a show I played.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to watch me perform. And then we just met for the first time and talked about the song and about how we wanted it to be and stuff. And he's just one of the sweetest guys.
That's really cool. Also, he's made some pretty big songs earlier. I was checking him out earlier today. That one day that was huge when I was like in the gymnasium, I think. So that's really cool. You just mentioned that you're working on a lot of songs. Is that for an upcoming album or an EP, or is there anything we can know about what's coming for you next?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna release an EP soon.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So that's what I'm working on right now, to just finish up the songs.
Okay.
And I'm gonna release another song before the summer as well.
Okay. So is this Give and Take gonna be on the EP, or is it an EP full of new songs?
Give and Take is probably not gonna be on the EP.
Okay.
So it's gonna be a lot of new songs, but maybe Numb is gonna be on it.
Okay. Nice. I will look forward to that a lot. Finally, I just have one question, because I spoke with Dua Lipa the other day about weird group chat names, because a lot of us are speaking a lot over group chats these days. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you have a weird group chat name with your friends that you can share with me and the listeners.
Oh, shit, I'm so boring. I don't have any like fun names. I'm the type that only has like everyone's name without any emojis or anything, just like straight up, because otherwise I don't know who it is. So, no, I'm so boring.
No!
Yeah, it's so, so boring.
But fair enough. Okay, thank you so much for speaking with me, Svea.
Thank you for having me.
Julie Rabeck på The Voice, Danmarks hitstation.